comes to talk. News. Now.
WML News at 8. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. Breaking news this hour, there is police activity that is snarling traffic on a major bridge into town this morning. Jamie Witten is in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center. Jamie, what's the situation?
Well, for precaution, DDOT crews tell me they have shut down the 11th Street Bridge and in each direction because of a suspicious package. I'll have more details on that, some options for you, and how traffic is going to try to get around that.
A teenager from Montgomery Village is in jail this morning, facing two counts of first-degree murder and the stabbing deaths of two men inside Westfield Wheaton Mall on Tuesday. 17-year-old Angelo Lamont Jackson is being charged as an adult. Police say the motive for the stabbings is still unclear. The Senate has begun the job of dismantling Obamacare, voting overnight 51-48 along party lines on a budget measure that paves the way for repeal. Wyoming Republican Mike Enzi is chairman of the Budget Committee.
The Obamacare bridge is collapsing, and we're sending in a rescue team. Then we'll build several new bridges to get better health care. And finally, when those bridges are finished, we'll close the old bridge.
Democrats argued passionately against repeal. Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders.
Up to 30 million Americans will lose their health care, with many thousands dying as a result.
Kentucky Senator Rand Paul, one of the most vocal GOP opponents of repeal before there's a replacement in place, voted against the budget resolution. Donald Trump's nominee for Secretary of State, Rex Tillerson, knew he'd face tough questions from Senate Democrats at his hearing yesterday, but he may not have been prepared for the skeptical reception he got from Florida Republican Marco Rubio.
Tillerson ran into a little bit of trouble with Senator Rubio talking about Vladimir Putin, whether or not he was responsible for war crimes given Russia's military campaign in Syria. They also clashed on human rights issues and human rights abuse within countries like China, the Philippines, and others. Rubio is critical due to how close the Senate is, very closely divided between Republicans and Democrats. Were he to defect, the chances of Rex Tillerson becoming the next Secretary of State would dim considerably.
Correspondent Ryan Brown. Law enforcement deaths nationwide rose to their highest level in 5 years in 2016, according to the National Law Enforcement Officers Fund. So D.C. police could have some difficulty meeting their goal of hiring 360 new officers this year.
135 police officers were killed in the line of duty last year, according to the National Law Enforcement Officers Fund. The Economist reports cities nationwide are having difficulty recruiting new officers. People think the jobs become more dangerous as anti-police sentiment grows. D.C. Police Chief Peter Newsham.
I heard somebody mention the fact that there are a lot of people that have said a lot of negative things about the police. The large majority of the people that I come into contact with in Washington, D.C., have positive things to say about the police.
Heather Curtis on WMAL and WMAL.com.
One of the candidates for governor of Virginia gave away a gun yesterday. Republican Corey Stewart presented an AR-15 rifle to the winner of a giveaway contest.
When people carry weapons, it makes the community safer.
Stewart acknowledges the contest was a stunt, but he says it was intended to draw attention to his pro-gun rights record. And Muriel Bowser has invited every member of Congress to have cocktails with the mayor tonight. All 535 members of Congress have been invited to that reception tonight on Capitol Hill. Guest of honor will be Washington philanthropist David Rubenstein. The mayor will present him the key to the city. Checking your money, the Dow opened today at 19,954, the Nasdaq at 55,64. Sports, the Caps win their seventh straight, beating Pittsburgh. The Wizards lose in Boston. College basketball losses for AU and George Washington, wins for Navy and the Maryland women. And ESPN reports the NFL San Diego Chargers are about to announce they are moving to Los Angeles. WMAL News. News Time 8:04. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, weekdays 3 to 6, The Larry O'Connor Show. Larry, live and local.
We talk about everything. There are no rules, so bring it.
The Larry O'Connor Show. Now, weekdays 3 to 6 on WMAL.
Did you know slow internet can actually hold your business back? Say goodbye to slow downloads, slow backups, slow everything. Comcast Business offers blazing fast and reliable internet that's 10 times faster than slow internet from the phone company. Say hello to fast internet speeds up to 150 megabits per second. Plus, did you know that in addition to fast internet, you can also add TV and phone for your business for just an additional $34.90 a month? Comcast Business TV helps keep your employees informed. And you get full-featured phone service with unlimited local and long-distance calls. And did you know all this is only a phone call away? Call 800-501-6000. Comcast Business. Built for business.
Offerings 3/31/17. Restrictions apply. Limited one voice line and private view TV for new customers. 2-year contract required. Requires Comcast Business Internet and an additional monthly charge. Equipment taxes and fees extra. Compares Comcast 150 megabits per second and 15 megabits per second DSL downloads.
Need your home sold guaranteed? iTrustFrank.com.
The winter is here,
and it's a perfect time to clean your rugs and carpets.
So before friends and family show up at your house, call Joe Hadid.
And right now, get 20% off any implant rug cleaning. Call 703-241-1111 or go to JoeHadid.com.
805 on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
And Bill, we have a changing situation in town. We've had the 11th Street Bridge closed for over 25 minutes now with a suspicious package. But it looks like safety now, and they're reopening the bridge. So 11th Street Bridge will be able to access coming off of 295 and the eastbound side of the freeway. So that's sure to help some of this traffic that is at an absolute standstill through that area. Coming south on 295, obviously, all the bridges that are prior to the 11th Street Bridge, we're getting a lot of the bailout traffic, so expect that. Also inbound New York Avenue, you're picking up the volume as well. On the Beltway, Virginia, Interloop before the Legion Bridge had the crash to the shoulder, delays out of Merrifield before you get to I-66. For 270 southbound, the late crash between Urbana and 109 to the shoulder, heavy through there. Greenbelt's been a tough ride on the Baltimore-Washington Parkway. Crews out there retrieving the car that went off the road. Now may have the left lane blocked in each direction. This will be on the Baltimore-Washington Parkway north of 193. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Southwest breeze out ahead of a cold front. That cold front will come into play for the weekend forecast. Today, a gusty breeze, 64 degrees, becoming partly cloudy. A shower possible early. 50 tonight. Tomorrow, near 50. Maybe some falling temperatures late in the day with a chance of a shower. Might have some mixed precipitation tomorrow night into Saturday. I'm Ray Stajic, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 52 in Gainesville, 54 in Greenbelt, 55 degrees in Washington. Traffic and weather are sponsored by Hadid Carpet Cleaning. The feds reach a deal to bring police department reforms to Baltimore. See the video at WMAL.com. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall. 105.9 FM. And AM 630.
It's 8:07 on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk. You're listening to Mornings on the Mall. I'm Brian Wilson. Vince Colonnaise from the Daily Caller stepping in to help us out this morning as our guest host.
Rounding out the final hour. I'm having a blast.
That's
Thank
right.
You.
Coming up in about 30 minutes, we're going to be joined by John Whitbeck, the Virginia GOP chair. Yesterday, we heard from the governor of the Commonwealth of Virginia about the state of the Commonwealth. What is the state of the Commonwealth from the GOP perspective? John Whitbeck will join us in 30 minutes. We are joined now, and this is going to be an interesting conversation, by Mary Flynn, who is the founder of the coalition of Bethesda area residents, and Katya Marin, who is the vice president of the East Bethesda Citizens Association. You say, why? Well, it's because there's some interesting meeting that's going to take place as these two groups get together in a public meeting to discuss the possibility, what kind of things would be necessary for Bethesda to become a self-governing city. It is not an incorporated city right now. There are only a few of them, but a lot of people in Bethesda are now wondering whether it's time for Bethesda to do something on its own, separate and apart from the county council. So let me start with you, Mary, if I could, please. What is this meeting all about, and what's precipitating this?
Thank you. I really appreciate the opportunity to talk to you. So what is precipitating this is a sense of frustration amongst the folks who live in the Bethesda area. Essentially, there are a million people who live in Montgomery County, and we're represented by one elected county executive and nine council members. And what's happening is we don't feel like we're properly represented in issues that are local to us.
Is it true that there is no member from Bethesda right now?
The closest we have is Roger Berliner, who lives up in Pike and Rose.
Okay, go ahead.
Yep. So the concern really comes out of a frustration related to the Bethesda downtown plan. So what we feel is that our issues are not being properly represented, or we feel that we're having a hard time getting through. And we're not the only ones. Other communities have also expressed similar concerns. School overcrowding, traffic, parks and open space, those are some of the major things we're not feeling that we're really getting represented by the nine members on the county council.
Okay, and so that's you're getting together to have this meeting, and what is the hope for this meeting?
A lot of residents have brought up incorporation because there are other municipalities that are incorporated now, and they want to learn what it would take, what we would benefit. There are some tax implications for residents, certainly, and there are some responsibilities that come with incorporation that we need to better understand.
Do you feel like it's the business community, or is it just the citizenry at large? I mean, when I think of Bethesda, I think, well, there's a lot of homes and a lot of people who live there, but there's also like a big restaurant district and that kind of stuff. Which is the driving force here? Is it the residents or is it the businesses?
It's truly the residents who are frustrated by traffic, schools, and situations that we feel are largely dismissed as they're planning this new sector plan for Bethesda.
So one of the questions that we have is, what are the implications specifically for zoning? Because zoning seems to be one of the reasons that the frustrations even exist. Incorporating the city seems to suggest, though, that you might not actually even be able to get to the zoning issue.
It's very unlikely that we would get zoning authority with incorporation, but it might get us in these conversations with the council and the planning board a little bit better than we're getting now.
So it's a step along the way. Is there a scenario where the city could ever get control of zoning?
I don't think that's the end game for us. It's really just to make sure that Bethesda is developed as well as it can be. I think we all have the same goal for Bethesda to be thriving and successful. The difference is we live there, we see it day to day, and we feel like there might be some missteps in the plan as it's structured now.
So now obviously in a plan like this, you're going to face challenges. What do you, I mean, and I realize this is a conversation that you want to start with the community, but if you decide to push forward and actually try and make Bethesda a self-governing city, what are the uphill challenges you might face in doing that?
Oh, we don't know yet. That's the point of tonight's meeting. So we've invited the Maryland Municipal League to come and just explain what are the opportunities, what are responsibilities, what can we expect. And we hope to get mayors from other large municipalities to also weigh in. Really, where this is coming from, to better answer your prior question, is throughout this process of responding to the Bethesda Downtown Plan, a number of civic organizations have come together and we've been talking to each other and really working together well. We all have very similar concerns and issues, and there is a hope that we can somehow continue that, have some sort of formalized structure, and it seemed like the most logical place to start is potentially incorporating.
Has anybody from Montgomery County discouraged you in doing this meeting?
This is our very first entree, so it's not like we've... You know, you're right on the cutting edge.
Yeah. They don't know what to be upset about yet.
They haven't had an opportunity to discourage us yet. We're just starting out, just learning.
All right. So, I mean, do you guys anticipate? I mean, obviously, you're just beginning, but, I mean, it's possible that you could have in Bethesda your own police force. I mean, Gaithersburg has its own police force. It's an incorporated city.
It's highly possible, sure.
Fire department?
Yes, but the thing is, we don't want to get too far ahead of ourselves. We just want to find out what the opportunities are. This is really a learning process.
Is it possible that, just by the very fact that you're having these conversations, you might also get more attention from the Montgomery County Council? They'll come to their senses and realize, well, we don't want to lose this tax base. We don't want to lose all those valuable homes and the businesses that are in Bethesda out of our tax base. Maybe we better give these people some more attention. Could that also be an outcome here?
That would not be a bad result.
That would be okay.
That would be okay.
So one way or the other, you're hoping to get the attention of the council or to go forward in a way that you feel like you have more say over what happens in your community.
Well, I think it's bigger than that. I think we have gotten a lot of council members to talk to us, so they have been very generous with their time. The issue is whether we're really getting proper representation. Mm-hmm. So... It may be that this is one potential step forward. It may be that there are other opportunities, for example, changing the council structure. Currently, we have 9 members, 4 are at large. You know, we all know where they live. Maybe there's a possibility that we reduce the at large or we divide things up. There are many options. The real goal we want to get is better representation at the local level.
What kind of audience are you expecting for tonight's gathering? Have you gotten some early sense that there's going to be some energy, or you certainly are hoping for some?
We've had a lot of good feedback this has been an issue on people's minds for some time now. Like I said, it's been coming up a lot in conversation for years. So we are expecting a lot of residents from different parts of Bethesda, different parts of the county.
So there's 156 self-governing entities in the state right now. It doesn't take but a few votes, I mean, a few signatures on a piece of paper to get it put down on the ballot, right?
We need 25% of our residents.
25%, okay. Yep. So it does take quite a few, actually.
Yes, it takes quite a few, and the council, ironically, needs to approve it before it can get on the ballot.
Okay. So in order for them to lose your tax base, they have to approve it?
That's exactly
well,
right.
I don't know that they're going to want to do that.
That does sound uphill, actually.
That does sound like a pretty uphill battle.
Well, but like we said, this isn't necessarily an immediate drive to push this forward. This is exploratory, and the greater issue is local representation.
All right. Well, listen, the meeting is tonight at Bethesda Chevy Chase High School. Is that right?
That's right. 7 p.m.
All right. Well, we'll be anxious to see exactly what happens there, and stay in touch. I'm really interested in this thing and see where it goes.
Thank you for having
us. Could
be
seeing the birth of a new city right here, started on WMAL. It's 8:15 on WMAL. Time for traffic and weather. 2 minutes first on the 5. Here is Jamie Whitten at the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, and let's get in through town. In case you didn't hear, the 11th Street Bridge reopened. That had been shut down as they had a suspicious package they were investigating. It all clear now. You can now take from 295 or the eastbound freeway, the inbound 11th Street Bridge. But with that earlier activity, it's really put on the pressure for this commute, not only on 295 and on the freeway, but 395, Suitland Parkway, bridges into town took up the extra volume, as did inbound New York Avenue. Coming out of Chevrolet and Riverdale, big time delay. So plan for this. It's going to be a late rush hour. Heading to the Wilson Bridge or back near Route 5 Branch Avenue, along the way before you get to St. Barnabas Road for the crash. Virginia Beltway, our second incident now, is going to be on the inner loop at Route 7, left lane. Beyond that, our initial crash had been at the Legion Bridge, so big time delays as well heading through that stretch. Chantilly, again, we've been talking about this for quite some time. The accident northbound 28 before Frying Pan Road, major delays on 28. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Forecast calls for a day that's going to be pretty amazing. 64 degrees here in the middle of January. Maybe a passing shower, partly cloudy, 64. Tonight, down around 50. Tomorrow, that's exactly what our high will be. 50 degrees, a chance of a shower tomorrow. And then on Friday, areas of freezing rain are possible Friday night. I'm sorry, that's Friday night that this is possible. Snow, 40% chance. Accumulations around an inch, perhaps. And then on Saturday morning, we'll have snow at the start. Then maybe some freezing rain turning to rain. Ultimately, the high will only reach the mid-30s on Saturday. On Sunday, in the mid-40s. Currently, in the nation's capital, 53 degrees. It's 8:17 on WMAL.
Questions about your retirement? We can help. Call Investing Sense, brought to you by Financial Engines, at 888-833-8637. And listen every Saturday at noon.
BuzzFeed and CNN made the decision to run with this unsubstantiated claim is a sad and pathetic attempt to get clicks.
That's Sean Spicer, who will be the press secretary and communications director in the Trump White House when that all happens on January 20th. But yesterday at this press conference, he came out with all guns blazing against BuzzFeed and CNN for this. I think really the BuzzFeed thing is the more reprehensible offender here, for publishing stuff that a ton of people looked at and took a pass on because it really was unverifiable garbage.
Yeah.
And yet they published it in full, and it was really, really, I think, probably one of the worst journalism decisions that I've ever witnessed.
And it had the immediate effect of sort of creating this confirmation bias loop where all of these liberals came out instantly attacking Trump as an agent of the Russian government because of that post.
And Donald Trump had some things to say about it as well. This is Cut 42.
As far as BuzzFeed, which is a failing pile of garbage, writing it,
I think they're going to suffer the consequences. They already are.
Yeah, they. I mean, there's a lot of people in the journalism world who are really down on BuzzFeed for making this decision. Let's be sure we understand what's going on. There was opposition research file that made its way on a lot of places. The Washington Post looked at it earlier this year. They decided this is unverifiable garbage, and we're not going to run with it. The Washington Post. They would have loved to have run with it if they could verify it, but they couldn't verify it, and they said, we can't do anything with this. We didn't run it. New York Times, same thing. They looked at it. A lot of apparently every major news organization in town has seen a look at this file at one time or another and has made the decision not to run with it. BuzzFeed decides they're just going to publish it, just throw it out there, which many people believe was a completely irresponsible thing. CNN didn't actually throw it out there, but they backdoored the story by talking about how this had come up in an intelligence briefing with Donald Trump. Now there's some question about whether that did or did not happen, but that's how they got the story sort of into the public domain in a larger way without actually publishing the document. And a lot of people are very upset about this. The one thing we can tell you is that apparently the intelligence community has decided that there's nothing to these claims. They've made that calculation. They, of course, have to look at it, but they've decided that there's nothing, no there there, that
yes,
they do not believe these allegations.
But that same intelligence community was responsible ultimately for that information getting leaked out to CNN and these other news organizations.
Well, somebody
CNN,
was, yeah.
Yeah, CNN has government sources telling them that these existed and that they were being discussed in security briefings, that these documents existed. So clearly, it seems to me that it's transparent that there are people within the intelligence community who have an axe to grind at Donald Trump for questioning anything about assessments involving him and WikiLeaks and Russia over the past few weeks.
Yeah, now, James Clapper, the Director of National Intelligence, the DNI, sits at the top of 16 intelligence organizations. And after yesterday's press conference, he apparently last night had a conversation with Donald Trump. And he says that they do not believe this information to be reliable or credible. And he said he expressed profound dismay. He's profoundly dismayed that the leaks that have been coming out of this have hurt the president-elect. And so there is that, and they're trying to smooth things over a little bit between the intelligence community and the man who will soon be the leader of the free world.
Of course. I mean, you should not have the intelligence community seeking to purposely damage the president-elect. And by the way, what does this say about President Obama's commitment to a smooth transition when he's got people within his own, working within his own government to undermine the incoming president?
Look, these allegations, I mean, in the news business, things like this come over the transom occasionally, and you look at them. And you say, is there anything about this that I can independently verify that gives it some credibility?
For sure. Or independently disprove, in order to establish that it's horse hockey.
Well, there is part of this that has been independently disproved. We know that part of what was in there was about a meeting that took place between a Trump executive and a Russian official in Prague. Turns out the Trump executive, the person
but there's
who's
more gonna, than one person named Michael Cohen, apparently, somehow.
He's never been to Prague. So, you know, we know that is certifiably not true.
Trump made a big show yesterday saying, I demanded his passport. I looked at his passport and it didn't say Prague. He didn't go to Prague.
Yeah. So, look, this. I think this story is going to die down. But, boy, I don't think we have yet seen the implications of a news organization acting, an alleged news organization acting in such a blatantly irresponsible way. 822.
Hi, this is Larry O'Connor, and like many people, my experiences with the dentist when I was a kid were not the most comfortable, and so I had a big fear of the dentist. But for the past 2 years, I've been going to see Dr. Rob and Dr. Deb at Bethesda Sedation Dentistry. They are amazing dentists. They helped me overcome my dental fear. Honestly, it's been life-changing. Their approach with me was compassionate and non-judgmental. You see, Bethesda Sedation Dentistry is a place where people who've had any dental fears can safely visit. Everything's talked about in advance, and it's all 100% permission-based, so they proceed at the speed you're comfortable with. They really walk you through your visit every step of the way. Trust me, if you have any dental fear at all, a nagging tooth pain, if you're interested in sedation dentistry or just looking for a great dentist, call Rocky over at Bethesda Sedation Dentistry, 301-530-2434. That's 301-530-2434, or visit BethesdaSedationDentistry.com.
Want to give your family something that provides peace of mind and keeps on giving?
I'm attorney Mike Collins. Come to our seminar and learn how to protect their future with our innovative Reservoir Trust. Keep your money and your family where it belongs, free of probate costs and delays, needless death taxes, and away from ex-spouses, creditors, and interfering in-laws. I'll be in Springfield on January 10th and in Gaithersburg on the 12th. Tuition is free. Look for your invitation in the mail and register online at MikeCollins.com. That's MikeCollins.com.
Hey, my name's Brant. So there's this guy named Jordan. He's a healthy guy. He's a dad of six, and he works as a guide in Alaska. And he goes to the doctor, true story, he goes to the doctor and he's diagnosed with cancer, stage four. And here's the thing, he had switched earlier from medical insurance to MediShare, where Christians share each other's medical bills. So the question for Jordan and his wife Jenny was, is this actually going to work?
Our medical bills exceeded $160,000. MediShare members shared all our bills.
And it was about more than just the money, too. This is a real community.
MediShare is a family, a group of people that stick with you through the hardest times of your life. I just don't know how I could have done it without MediShare.
It's so worth looking into. There's a reason this is growing so fast. So if you want to find out more, here is a number for you. 844-91-BIBLE. That's 844-91-BIBLE.
It's 8:25 now. WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
And a doozy of a rush hour. It has been tough. A struggle. Baltimore-Washington Parkway each direction. The crash had been north of 193 Greenbelt Road. Jam north as you come off the Beltway, southbound out of Laurel. And just a solid lineup. They were trying to retrieve a vehicle that went into the woods. 95 from the ICC to each loop of the Capitol Beltway. 29 heading through White Oak and down toward Trader Joe's. Crash reported. For 270, the accident between Urbana and 109 cleared beyond Germantown, off and on the brakes to get you onto the 270 spur. Virginia Beltway, most of the way, I'm not seeing much of any brakes, so be prepared. Leaving Springfield to the American Legion Bridge. We've had two separate accidents. The latest one, it was an interloop at Route 7. They quickly cleared that, so that's good. Chantilly, we've been jammed north on 28, seeing some improvement now that they have the crash out of the way. Frying Pan Road, residual major delays, though, as you try to get up to 50 and on 50 to 28. Quick note, they've reopened the 11th Street Bridge that had been shut down with police investigation. Update brought to you by MedStar Washington Hospital Center with over 200 physicians across 39 specialties. It's named a Washingtonian's 2016 Best Doctors List. To make an appointment with a specialist, call 202-877-DOCS or visit MedStarWashington.org. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel Forecast.
A gusty southwest breeze, very mild temperatures in, some 20 degrees above average today. This morning, cloudy with a chance of a shower, windy at times, quite breezy this afternoon, partly cloudy, 64. I'm Ray Stidjik, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, it is 8:27 on WMAL.
The best things in life are free, but you can give them to the birds and bees. I want money.
So Ashton Kutcher and Natalie Portman did this movie called No Strings Attached. And Natalie Portman does an interview in which she's talking about this. And she makes it known in this interview with Marie Claire in the UK that her co-star, Ashton Kutcher, made three times her salary for the movie. And she says, look, I didn't complain as much as I should have. You know, after all, I made good money, but I didn't make three times that money that, you know, Ashton Kutcher made three times what I made. And this has been a long-running complaint of actresses in Hollywood, that the male leads often make a lot more money than the female leads.
Now, granted, this is absolutely the definition of the top 10th of 1% problems.
Yeah, because, that's right.
Because we're arguing over
first
how many millions.
First world problems, that's right.
Yeah, how many millions the two people made. They're clear. Clearly not going to earn a lot of pity. I will point out, though, that it's pretty funny that for the left, which is composed mostly of Hollywood, to complain often about the wage gap, the biggest wage gaps that exist are places like the White House and Hollywood.
Yeah, this is no doubt about that. But she complained about it, and Ashton Kutcher said, I'm so proud of Natalie and all women who stand up for closing the gender pay gap. However, he did not offer to share some of his salary with her. Yeah, he has the opportunity to even it up there.
Yeah, she got punked, yeah. I think.
It's 8:28.
Hi, Larry O'Connor here. Do you want to be healthy and live longer? Chances are your New Year's resolution has something to do with your health. The virtual physical scan will help you keep that resolution just like it has for me. We all know the cost of healthcare is rising. Virtual physical has locked in a special rate for a limited time just for WMAL listeners. The technology of this scan is amazing. It shows plaque in your heart and arteries, which could lead to heart attacks and strokes. Besides that, small tumors can be detected before symptoms occur. You know early detection leads to the best treatment options. And how many of you should have had a colonoscopy, but you keep putting it off? The virtual colonoscopy is less invasive, as effective, and requires no sedation like a traditional one. I urge you to schedule your scan today and receive that special pricing. Keep your resolution for a healthier you today. Call 301-984-9009. That's 301-984-9009 or on the web at virtualphysical.com.
Coming up in just a moment, what is the state of the Commonwealth from the GOP perspective? We heard from the Democratic governor yesterday. We'll hear from the chairman of the GOP in Virginia, John Whitbeck, after the news. It's 8:30 in the nation's capital.
WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
WMAL News at 8:30. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. Montgomery County detectives have arrested a 17-year-old in the stabbing deaths of two men at the Westfield Wheaton Mall on Tuesday. Angelo Lamont Jackson of Montgomery Village is facing two counts of first-degree murder and is being charged as an adult. You might call this the first tiny nail in the coffin of Obamacare.
The wheels are now in motion on all of this. The Senate overnight taking a very small but very important procedural step by approving a budget resolution that will become the vehicle for the dismantling of Obamacare. The session here only wrapped up a few hours ago, going into the wee hours of the morning. 6 hours of fiery speeches by Democrats protesting the move by Republicans.
Correspondent Sunlen Serfati, the director of national intelligence, is reaching out to Donald Trump in a phone call last night. James Clapper tried to reassure the president-elect that the intelligence community did not leak that unsubstantiated dossier on him.
Clapper last night issued a statement explaining why the unverified information was included in briefing documents last Friday. Clapper says, quote, "Part of our obligation is to ensure that policymakers are provided with the fullest possible picture of any matters that might affect national security."
Correspondent Evan Perez, traveling this weekend? Freezing rain and icing are looking probable for an area from Texas to the East Coast from tomorrow night into Saturday morning.
For travelers, some of the interstates that will be affected, I-44, 74 and I-65 in Indiana, I-70 in Ohio, the 95 corridor. We're talking about a very wide potential for icing. Not only travel conditions affected, but we could see downed power lines in a widespread area as well.
Meteorologist John Trout. Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 19,954, the NASDAQ at 55,64. Sports, the Caps win again, their seventh straight. The Wizards lose on the road again. College basketball, GW loses, AU loses, Navy wins, and the Maryland women win again. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Are you a stressed out landlord? Don't you have something better to do than manage tenants, toilets, and trash? Hey, it's Larry O'Connor for Renter's Warehouse right here in D.C. Whether you own one or 100 properties, it's time to retire from landlording in 2017. Outsource those headaches to the pros at Renter's Warehouse instead. These pros help entrepreneurs and investors get the best returns on their properties by placing high-quality tenants fast at the highest rents in just a few weeks on average. Plus, they warranty renters for free up to 9 months. Renter's Warehouse charges no upfront fees, and you can cancel anytime. They're going to give you hours of your life back in the form of rent collection, inspections, maintenance coordination, legal paperwork, and more, all for one low flat fee of $99 a month. So let it go this year. Hand over your landlord badge to Renter's Warehouse and take a vacation. Learn more at renterswarehouse.com or call 202-625-4370 to speak to a rent estate advisor today. 202-625-4370, Renter's Warehouse, the professional landlords of rent estate.
It's a fact. Planned Parenthood is America's largest abortion business. Nearly a million abortions in the last 3 years. Its executives were caught on tape bragging about selling baby body parts. Under federal investigation, Planned Parenthood spent $30 million last election on political activism, not women's health care. It's time for Congress to act. It's time to redirect Planned Parenthood's funding to community health centers that provide comprehensive health care to women, not abortions. Paid for by Susan B. Anthony List.
Let
let's offer patients with cancer more to hope for than a cookbook treatment. At Inova, we give patients a voice in their own care by participating in precision medicine therapies at the molecular level. When conventional therapies are inadequate, we use the DNA of a patient's cancer to guide them to the right treatment, often through a clinical trial. Learn more about your precision cancer treatment team at inova.org/precision. Inova, join the future of health.
It's the end of one year and the start of a new one. Are you satisfied with the progress you made last year toward your financial goals? Hi, Rick Edelman here. You've been putting this off for too long now, so now's the time to give us a call. At Edelman Financial Services, we've been providing straightforward, common sense advice to people just like you for more than 30 years. Let us help you prepare for retirement and help you achieve your financial goals. We'll help you avoid the mistakes that can cost you money and damage your retirement savings. We have 6 offices in the Maryland suburbs and Northern Virginia, and an Edelman Financial Planner is ready to help you, just like we've done for so many others. Just call us at 888-PLAN-RICK. That's 888-752-6742. Or visit us online at rickedelman.com. That's ricedelman.com.
Advisory services offered through Edelman Financial Services. Securities offered through EF Legacy Securities. Member FINRA, SIPC.
Don't get caught in the cold. Stop by Jiffy Lube to check your vehicle's radiator, windshield wipers, and lights. Plus, with a Jiffy Lube Signature Service oil change, they'll check your vital fluids, tire pressure, and vacuum, all without an appointment.
8:35 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Virginia Beltway, Springfield toward Tyson's and the Legion Bridge. We've had 2 separate accidents, one near Route 7 and one north of the Georgetown Pike, both cleared, but the delay is far from clearing, unfortunately. Heads up if you use the George Washington Parkway heading up toward the Beltway, toward the McLean area. Northbound GW Parkway before the Beltway exit, stay right to get by the crash there. See a bunch of activity. Follow police. 50 trying to get into Chantilly. That's been jammed. Part of the reason was to go north on 28. Longstanding crash had been before Frying Pan Road, now out of the travel lanes. And then we had an accident in the backups on 50, again, heading into Chantilly. So extra time for sure needed. They had the 11th Street Bridge closed temporarily with a suspicious package. It's been cleared. All lanes of the 11th Street Bridge have been reopened, but a lot of volume remained for a while on 295 and on the freeway and the artery around. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Gusty winds out of the southwest at 64 degrees today. Clouds early with maybe a passing shower. And then becoming partly cloudy this afternoon. Overnight tonight still quite breezy, but a cold front's through 50 degrees, and that is probably the high for the day tomorrow. 50 will fall into the 40s with decreasing clouds. And some mixed precipitation tomorrow night could make Saturday morning a little slippery, then changes to rain. I'm Ray Stajic, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 53 in Vienna, 54 in Hyattsville, 56 degrees in Washington. Traffic and weather are sponsored by Jiffy Lube. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington mornings on the Mall.
105.9 FM.
And AM 630.
It's 8:37 on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk. Brian Wilson is in the house today, and I'm joined by Vince Colonnaise from the Daily Caller, who's filling in as our guest host here.
For a pretty exciting day, too. We've had a lot of good information and a lot of great interviews here.
Yeah, it's been a really busy, busy morning. There's so much going on in this town right now. There always is as you lead up to the inauguration. We are now, let's see, what is today? We're 8 days away. 8 days away. All right, joining us now on the line is the chairman of the Republican Party in the Commonwealth of Virginia, John Whitbeck. We want to have him on today because, yesterday we had this the State of the Commonwealth address by the Democratic governor of the state, Terry McAuliffe, and we wanted to make sure that we gave equal time to what the Republicans view. Good morning to you, Mr. Whitbeck.
Well, good morning, fellas. How are you?
Yeah, we're doing very, very well. I mean, there were a lot of things that the existing governor, Terry McAuliffe, had to say about the state of the Commonwealth. He also talked about the need for certain legislation. Just your overall sense of what the governor had to say and where you might beg to differ with him.
Well, thank you for the opportunity to differ with the governor, because we differ on him a lot, with him a lot. You know, it's funny. He came into the speech trying to strike this tone of conciliation and everybody gets along and bipartisanship, and let's not be too controversial, let's focus on the economy. And then he spent the last 15 minutes of the speech focusing on divisive social issues. I mean, this is their whole game. Every election season, they gin up some new wedge issue, and they ignore the economic issues that Republicans focus on.
Well, let me give you an example. Let me give an example of what he said yesterday, for example, on the issue of LGBT rights. Here is the governor, Terry McAuliffe.
Over the past 3 years, we've worked to send a message to the families and the job creators all over the globe that our Commonwealth will not tolerate discrimination against anyone, including our friends and neighbors in the LGBT community.
So is this one of the things you're talking about?
Yeah, I mean, you know, Virginians want to see a change in a sluggish economy. They want to see the budget shortfall stop. They want to see the economic growth and good place to do business we're known for to be turned around. You know, after 4 years of McAuliffe, or 3 years of McAuliffe, we've taken a step backward in that department. Virginians want us to focus on that, not on these divisive social issues.
Can you address, John, the practical realities of what it's going to take to win the office back for Republicans, the governor's office this year? It looked like, you know, as you look at the numbers in the presidential specifically, you saw that that Hillary edged out Donald Trump by a little over 200,000 votes. And then if you included some of the third party guys who ostensibly were earning Republican votes around the state, it is really neck and neck between Democrats and Republicans in the state. What do you think are sort of what's the practical picture right now of seizing back control of the governor's office?
Well, first of all, we've got to find the formula of a Republican that can win in Virginia. I mean, we've had that before. You know, Bob McDonnell was a good example in 2009, of a Republican that had the kind of, you know, Bob's for jobs, you know, talking about the economic message that we're known for and that we focus on. But, you know, one of the things that was the bright spots of the 2016 election was the performance of our congressional candidates. In district after district, our congressional candidates and incumbents outperform the top of the ticket by many, many points. Barbara Comstock's a great example here locally. I mean, she won by around 6 points in a district where Donald Trump lost big. These are the kind of folks that have learned the formula for winning in Virginia. We're just a different state than the other states, and what we do here to win is much different than what they do in Michigan, Pennsylvania, Wisconsin.
What are you doing to focus on Northern Virginia? Because, you know, when you look at the purplest areas or the bluest areas in the state right now, you got to look at Northern Virginia. That is your biggest challenge, is it not?
It really is. You know, obviously, that's not to take away from the fact that Virginia Beach and Henrico County and Southwest Virginia and those areas are really critical to winning for us. But let's face it, we did not have a good year in 2016 in Northern Virginia. And Loudoun County in 2014 went for Ed Gillespie over Mark Warner, which was a huge victory for us. We've got to pick off these exurbs like Loudoun and Prince William. They're critical to our success in the 2017 race. And so we're going to be focusing really heavily on our ground game, our field program in Loudoun, Fairfax, and Prince William. And we're not going to ignore Arlington, Alexandria, and places like that. They may be deep blue, but we still can get votes out of there. And it's not winning the counties. It's doing a better job of turning out our voters.
Can I ask you also about the thing the governor said yesterday regarding gun control? Here's a little bit of Governor McAuliffe yesterday.
The legislation that we passed included the first meaningful restrictions on dangerous gun ownership in a generation and showed the rest of the world that common sense compromise is possible on this issue. This year, we have an opportunity to strengthen the domestic violence protection law, which is already the toughest in America, by expanding it to include non-family abuse orders as well as permanent protective orders. This change, which is being sponsored by Senator Janet Howell and Delegate Kathleen Murphy, would keep more Virginians safe from gun crime. Additionally, let us go ahead and make 2017 the year that we make universal background checks for firearm sales the policy of the Commonwealth of Virginia.
That's been long something the Democrats have wanted. Is that something that might happen?
You know, I don't see that happening. I think what they try to do every year is create a new gun law that they can run on, that they can campaign on and say we're bad on guns. But look, Virginians have a long history of strong support for the Second Amendment. Our party's the party of strong Second Amendment rights, and this play by the governor, it's similar to his Medicaid expansion. It's just something that's part of a gimmick that this is how he rolls, and I just don't think it's going to get any traction, and I don't see it happening.
Boy, isn't that true. All my gun-loving friends in D.C. always say, man, I wish I lived in Virginia, because that's a good place to buy guns.
Yeah.
So, this year, obviously, like I said, it's the governor's race. Paint the picture of sort of the candidate slate, if you have one, and what you expect in terms of who's going to represent the Republican Party in this year as a gubernatorial candidate.
Well, you know, we've got four candidates running. Ed Gillespie, of course, who everybody knows in the D.C. area, longtime political strategist and longtime Republican stalwart, just a great guy, one of the fine gentlemen of our party nationally, actually. Corey Stewart, who is the chairman of one of the largest jurisdictions in the Commonwealth, Prince William County, longtime leader in that county with a great record. You've got Denver Riggleman, who's a new entrant into the race. He owns a distillery. He's a longtime defense contractor, really super guy. We met him at our annual advance that we had in December, got to know him. And then, of course, Senator Frank Wagner from Virginia Beach. I mean, this is a man who's been fighting the good fight for us Republicans in the Virginia State Senate for years and years and years, just a really successful businessman, Naval Academy grad. So, it's interesting. Everybody in the race has a little bit a different geographic representation, but everybody's got some sort of ties to the Northern Virginia area or has been in the D.C. metro area at least for a little bit. So,
right.
I'm really excited about the slate of candidates we've got.
Well, John Wetbeck, thank you so much for joining us. We greatly appreciate you joining us.
Yes, sir. Anytime. Take care.
All right. It is now 8:45 on WMAL. Time for traffic and weather. Every 10 minutes first on the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Loudoun County on the Dulles Greenway jam because of the crash, but crews tell me they have it to the shoulder, but that's always a distraction as well. So inbound, eastbound on the Dulles Greenway after 606 Old Ox Road, the scene of the crash. Then you're okay getting up to the toll plaza through Herndon and Reston. Not too much to tell you about. On 28, we've had two separate problems this morning. The crash northbound before Frying Pan Road cleared. Those delays still a bit below speed, but starting to see some improvement. It's given us big delays on 50, John Mosby Highway coming inbound to 28. Second problem on 28 is just north of I-66, trying to clear that crash north of Walney Road. So it slows 66 each direction to go north on 28 and coming out of Centerville as well. So do plan for that. On the Beltway, Springfield toward Tyson's and the Legion Bridge, we've had two separate incidents. Looks like a third one now along the way north of the toll road. They're trying to get that to the shoulder. Northbound GW Parkway at the Beltway crash. And for 270 south, we're trying to recover through Urbana and Hyattstown from the earlier incident. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Gusty winds out of the southwest, 64 degrees today. Clouds early with maybe a passing shower. But then becoming partly cloudy this afternoon. Overnight tonight, still quite breezy, but a cold front's through, 50 degrees. And that is probably the high for the day tomorrow, 50. We'll fall into the 40s with decreasing clouds. And some mixed precipitation tomorrow night could make Saturday morning a little slippery, then changes to rain. I'm Ray Stajic, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, it is 55 degrees in northwest Washington, 847.
Welcome to the Del Walmsley Radio Show, where the hype ends and the help begins. I'm your host, Del Walmsley, and as always, we're working on your financial freedom.
Listen to the Del Walmsley Show Sundays at 2 on WMAL.
Oh, yes, it's late at night, and the feeling's right.
That's right. Hillary Clinton, she's coming out of her hiding, coming out of her cubby.
There was another Hillary spotting?
Yeah, there was that. She's coming out of the woods. She's been hiding up in the woods in upstate New York. But she's been seen around town a couple of times. Washington Post reports that Hillary Clinton was seen at Cafe Milano in Georgetown. That's a big VIP hangout.
But, of course, a woman of the people.
That's right. She was there with Democratic friends, former Representative Ellen Tauscher, Capricia Marshall, I don't know her, an aide who worked in Clinton's tenure as first lady and later a protocol officer during her husband's administration. There were a bunch of other women there, but security details blocked the curious onlookers who wanted to know who they were.
Right. Well, I think every good grieving session probably involves, just getting together with your lady friends and just sort of, getting it all off your chest. Throwing back some Chardonnays, sort of explaining that you think the Russian installed the president of the United States, and it was totally unfair.
And get that all done. And then she made an appearance at the State Department, where they have a new area there. It's a new exhibition and museum area. It's called the Glass Pavilion. And there is a glass ceiling there, apparently.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Apparently, it forms the new public entrance to the building. I've not been to the State Department in a while, but apparently, it's been under construction for some time now. And it was Hillary Clinton and Madeleine Albright, Colin Powell was there, and other former secretaries of state were invited, but for various reasons did not show up. But Hillary was there.
Right. She was there for the opening ceremony of a building, as you said, that includes a glass ceiling, which is actually, it's not just a regular ceiling. It's a feature. It's a commentary on the fact that Hillary wasn't elected president of the United States.
It is 8:48 on WMAL.
Need garage door repair? Visit GarageDoorRepair.com. Hi, Chris Plant here, and you've probably heard me say that a lot, and here's why. For over 40 years, Overhead Door Company of Washington, D.C. has been the gold standard for service and repair. Their professional experts truly care about giving you the best experience possible. Hey, nobody wants their garage door to break down, but if it does, you'll be glad you called the experts. So, one more time, remember, when you need garage door repair, visit GarageDoorRepair.com.
The winter is here, and the dirt and grime can be tough on your rugs and carpets. So here's a tip from Joe Hadid. Ask the right questions when you're choosing the company to clean your rugs. Do they clean your rugs in their own facility? Do they hand wash each and every rug? Do they offer stain removal and color restoration? Can you tour the facility where your rugs are going to be cleaned? If you can't answer yes to all these questions, then you need to call Joe Hadid.
For all your rug cleaning needs, just one call to Joe Hadid.
Joe Hadid has created a new pricing structure, so now everyone can take advantage of the Hadid quality and service. Right now, get 20% off any in-plant rug cleaning. Free pickup and delivery includes moving your furniture, rolling and relaying your rugs, and putting them back exactly where you want them. Minimum purchase is required. For details, go to JoeHadid.com. That's JoeHadid.com.
Hi, everyone. It's Brian Wilson at Wilson Realty Group, where we sell homes for a flat fee of $500 upfront and just 0.5% commission at closing. It's 2017 and time to say goodbye to yesterday's old-fashioned traditional approach to selling homes. Our innovative 5-star hybrid approach has already saved our clients over $4 million in real estate commissions alone. Check us out at WilsonRealtyGroup.com. Real simple, real savings, real results. That's WilsonRealtyGroup.com.
A better life with Dr. Sanjay Gupta.
We've all been there. A little white lie spirals out of control. But why does that happen? I'm Dr. Sanjay Gupta, CNN's chief medical correspondent. Researchers at University College London did this really fascinating experiment to find out what happens inside someone's brain when they lie. They paired people up, put them inside brain imaging scanners, and then incentivized them to lie to one another. The researchers found that when dishonesty served the participants, they were more inclined to lie. And that the more they lied, the less their amygdala lit up. That's the area of the brain responsible for processing fear. So if someone lies repeatedly, they no longer have the emotional response when they lie. That's what one of the authors explained. In an absence of an emotional response, they feel more comfortable and they lie more. In other words, you become desensitized to lying, which can be very frightening. Honesty really is the best policy. I'm Dr. Sanjay Gupta, helping you live a better life.
If you have hard water, the lime scale not only leaves white spots, it clogs pipes and breaks down appliances, costing you hundreds of dollars in energy and wear. Eliminate lime scale and other water issues like brown staining, bad odors, and lead with HydroCare water products available from Wave Home Solutions. Wave's affordable systems don't use salts or chemicals. You'll love the way your water tastes, smells, and looks. Satisfaction guaranteed. For more information, go to goodclearwater.com. That's goodclearwater.com.
I'm Rocky Moselle with StarRegistry.com. Since we were children, we've been told to reach for the stars. It was great advice. Now it's a great gift. Name a star after someone. For $54 and a call to 800-282-3333 or visit StarRegistry.com, we will name a star after someone very special to you and send an incredible personalized gift. The new star name will be recorded in book form in the U.S. Copyright Office. Call the Star Registry, 800-282-3333 or visit StarRegistry.com for the hottest gift.
The Big Screen Store. It's game on. Get a 70-inch Samsung 4K UHD TV plus two 50-inch Samsung Smart LED HD TVs for just $19.99. Whoa, let me say that again. For three TVs for just $19.99. The Big Screen Store is the only exclusive Samsung store, and our prices beat Best Buy and warehouse clubs every time.
They even beat Amazon's prices.
And this is huge. We double the length of your Samsung TV warranty free. Our expert service and installation is legendary and second to none. Just ask our customers.
You gotta check out the Big Screen Store.
Their prices are amazing.
This week at the Big Screen Store, when you buy one, you get three. A 4K Samsung 70-inch and two 50-inch TVs, just $19.99. The Big Screen Store. Store locations in Maryland and Virginia.
Hey, my name's Brant. So there's this guy named Jordan. He's a healthy guy. He's a dad of six, and he works as a guide in Alaska. And he goes to the doctor, true story, he goes to the doctor and he's diagnosed with cancer, stage four. And here's the thing, he had switched earlier from medical insurance to MediShare, where Christians share each other's medical bills. So the question for Jordan and his wife Jenny was, is this actually going to work?
Our medical bills exceeded $160,000. MediShare members shared all our bills.
And it was about more than just the money, too. This is a real community.
MediShare is a family, a group of people that stick with you through the hardest times of your life. I just don't know how I could have done it without MediShare.
It's so worth looking into. There's a reason this is growing so fast. So if you want to find out more, here is a number for you. 844-91-BIBLE. That's 844-91-BIBLE.
Well, listen, we really appreciate you coming in today. Good to have you here, Vince, and thank you very much for that. Oh, I'm sorry, it's early.
Well, thanks. You can say it again, too. I really appreciate that.
I forgot. It's time for traffic. And then I'll come back and I'll say thank you again. Here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center, 855.
And I thank you. All right, here we go. We have a lot of commuters that got hit hard with a tough rush hour this morning. Remains heavy as you work around the Beltway, Virginia, between Annandale, Tysons, and the Legion Bridge. On the northbound side, George Washington Parkway, trying to get up to the Beltway toward McLean. That's where the accident along the left side, crossing the 11th Street Bridge. That had been temporarily shut down earlier with a suspicious package. So DC 295, Suitland Parkway, the eastbound freeway, 395. Expect those delays to remain for a while so we can flush those out. And on the Baltimore-Washington Parkway, still slow but improving with lanes open now in Greenbelt, north and southbound, north of 193 where we had the crash. Update is brought to you by the American Red Cross. Your one blood donation can help save the lives of up to three people. Make a difference in the lives of others. Give blood through the American Red Cross to help hospital patients. Call 1-800-RED-CROSS or visit redcrossblood.org today. Now from garagedoorrepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
In the mild air and much milder with a gusty wind this morning already. 64 this afternoon as we become partly cloudy. Maybe a shower early. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, 55 degrees, 856.
Hi, I'm Dr. Aprelia from the Cascade Center for Dental Health. Missing or damaged teeth can cause more than embarrassment. It could lead to diseases that could negatively impact your life. At the Cascade Center, we excel at full mouth implants that can completely restore your smile, your oral health, and even help you look younger. Many practices send you to several locations over several visits using outside labs, not at Cascades. We're a full-service dental practice. In most cases, your full mouth implants with perfect teeth fixed in your mouth can be done in one day in one location, saving you time, discomfort, and money. At Cascades, there's no fear and no lectures. Visit our website and see what our longtime patients have to say. See their success stories. We would love to become a part of yours.
Prolific experience and a legendary afterplan that's completely guaranteed for 10 years makes Dr. Ruparelia and Cascades Dental the right choice for dental implants. Call 866-25-SLEEP for your personal consultation. Online at cascadesdental.com.
There's never been a better time to shop Riccardi Clothiers in Georgetown. Riccardi brings you the finest selection of Italian designs and fabrics. For a limited time, Super 150 suits, usually $1,230, now $599. Get ready for inaugural black tie events with a tuxedo and accessories from Riccardi at half off. You won't find a better selection of Italian silk ties in D.C., normally $100 each, now three for $100. Riccardi's in Georgetown at the corner of Wisconsin and O Street. 202-338-5300 or RiccardiClothier.com.
The Washington Camping RV Expo is back in 2017.
Discover the best way to hit the road. January 13th through the 15th. Get everything you need for your outdoor adventures. Shop special show pricing on a full lineup of RVs. Find a variety of floor plans to meet every budget and camping style from the nation's top manufacturers. You don't want to miss these deals. Now is the time to buy. And it's only at the Dulles Expo Center. For more information, visit WashingtonRVExpo.com.
Recent reports show an alarming increase in the number of men who are suffering from erectile dysfunction, or PE. Erectile dysfunction is a condition that no man should have to accept. At Quality Care for Men, the local team of board-certified physicians are treating men with erectile dysfunction and PE successfully and restoring their sex lives, all without painful surgery. A great sex life is just one office visit away for almost any man, no matter what age or medical history. Even if you have prostate problems or diabetes, if Viagra and Cialis have let you down, these local doctors can help with a custom blend of safe prescription medications. Again, there's no surgery, and best of all, it's guaranteed to work on your first visit, or the medication and visit are both free. Open Saturdays and evenings. Pick up the phone and call now.
Call Quality Care for Men today. 202-759-4330. That's 202-759-4330. Call 202-759-4330.
Once again, Vince Colonnaise, thank you so much for joining us today.
It's absolutely my pleasure.
Tomorrow, D.C. Transportation Chief Leif Dormschow will join us, and also Brett Baer. Hey, look, there's Chris Plant.
Hey, what are you doing now? You know, there's really nothing to talk about today, so I'm not sure. Maybe a little bit of the CNN stuff. They are dancing on the heads of pins like nobody's business. They're splitting hairs. It depends on what the meaning of the word is. What did they report?